Good afternoon, Duran. My name is James Moore, and I will be judging you on the music field today. Hope you guys have a great show. I'll be starting up front by your pit here today. All right, guys, have a good show. Did not project in any way. So that's why it was a good attack, good intent behind the sound. However, we just played it in the wrong part of the bars. On the spheres there at the end. But as far as we're approaching the instruments, I appreciate that. I feel like both samplers have a pretty solid approach. Into the bars, a little more flowy at times. Maybe just, it might be as easy as just take a step back from the keyboards. The horror perspective, where that entrance was, and you guys just had that beat the rest beforehand, and that really freaked them out.
At least we still have each other.
Really nice moment. Those metallics need to be four together, guys. Yeah, we did not get the entrance and release on the space port off. Quite right. And that's kind of an easy movement, too. You guys are doing a lot of stuff that's pretty difficult for your off. Why would you mess up something that easy? Yeah, that's light and stuff. Strong woodwind presence throughout this part. Blended in really nice with the trumpets right next to them. That's your weakest part inside of everything you play. It's just hitting releases together and making sure it's just clean cutoffs with good articulation. Articulation overall could be improved. I think that's your weakest standpoint as far as just general playing right now is articulation across the instruments. Just as far as we don't necessarily have the most consistent quality articulation at that point. The biggest thing is we have really good quality of sound. Really good understanding of the music as a whole.
Competition since its inception.
But articulation is like your next kind of level there as far as just clarification.
The Ram Marching Railroad.
Solid technique across all the ensembles. You could really work on maybe having a more legato stroke type, especially seeing how you have such a good idiomatic interpretation of the music otherwise, but I'm watching your mallets move, and they aren't really reflecting the part sometimes. That's like next level.
If you're just walking in, we have plenty of room on the north side of the bleachers. Just keep walking past center
through your playing as well as through your body and movement and your general approach to the instrument.
I'm just trying to give you some helpful advice.
Really good quality sound across the ensemble. I really appreciated hearing just everyone play at all times. And well, not all times, but when they're supposed to be in supporting the upper voices, even if they're in second or third parts. I didn't really see any major issues inside of any individual section that needs to be worked on, like right now. I think like the biggest thing is just buttoning it up releases, working on that articulation aspect as far as starts and notes as well. Everyone needs to count throughout all of your rests. That's your weakest point as well. It's just like when you're having a big impact moment after a rest, one or two people is generally missing that aspect. And that's just consistency and focus issues. Otherwise,
the biggest thing that I noticed as far as like
individual players sticking out were on dynamic changes, dynamic phrasing as far as things. Some people are really overdoing it, and then I'm getting people that are just stagnant throughout phrases too. So working on dynamic interpretation and consistency across the ensemble is going to be next level playing for you guys as well. So keyboards, we need to work on mallet positioning on the boards as well. Those are the biggest issues that I could see and the easiest things that you can work on. Hope you guys get something out of my adjudication today, and hope you guys have a great rest of the season.